there's a lot for us to unwind and dissect in that. Wow, wow.
She always tells it like it is. I love her. She always tells it like it is. Always.
What is her name again?
Dr. Jane Elliott. I love her.
She is so just everything positive, everything you want to see. She's courageous. She's intelligent. She's pioneering. I mean, she is just, she doesn't get enough accolades. I mean, and as many as she's gotten is not enough, you know, to do justice to what it is she's trying to do. You know, not, and I don't think it's necessarily because she's feels guilty or anything like that. I think she's doing it because she is a person and she sees people and she wants all of us to recognize we are people. We are brothers and sisters. We, you know, if nothing else, we all distant cousins. we need to act like family. And I just really, really love the fact that she is such an awesome speaker, such a wonderful educator and just basically a truth teller.
She is, there's no question about it. Awesome. You know, and Dr. Sims, what I love about her, because there's the thing about it, it's not enough of her, like that. Brother Tisdale, he turned me on to Dr. Robert P. Jones, and he's one of those. But now getting back to, Jane Elliott, she's gotten death threats.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure. Well, you know, you heard what she said about, President Obama. Mm-hmm. Had he been talking about the race issue, he wouldn't be alive. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he played it cool. All right. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. And that is a known fact. I think I brought out a while back, William, about this series, this episode. And I know it was nobody but God that had me watch this, Designated Survivor. And I would encourage you all to use it, because at the very last segment, that's why I said what goes on in the White House, some of that stuff is real stinky. Okay. And so if people would pay attention, a lot of these series that they have on the television are really showing you what they're about. If you would really just sit down and pay attention. So they are against each other. But at the very last segment, you had one of the ones who was in the cabinet of the president, but he was a cutthroat. But he had a cabinet meeting, go figure, in secrecy, and they gave a percentage of African Americans, they gave a percentage of Asians, and a percentage, and then a percentage of the Caucasian. And he said, for fear, folks, he said, we're going to have to eliminate people outside of our culture, and we're going to start with the black race first. And so they gave him a certain percentage of the ones that they're going to annihilate, and the Hispanic annihilate, because now they're coming to find out that they are not the majority anymore. They are definitely the minority. And so my thing is they have to get rid of what they do is they cause fear, they incite hatred. And a lot of times when people don't understand what they're hating, okay, and how it started, yeah, they're going to fall prey to the lies that they've been fed down through the years. And so these are the tactics, I believe, that are being infiltrated on the nation, a body of people, so that we can go against each other. People said something about you fear what you don't realize. You fear the unknown. Well, why fear me? Come sit at my table. Let me cook you some greens and some Cajun food and some gumbo, and let's talk, and some homemade bread, and let's break bread together. I'll let you know that if you did my DNA and I did your DNA, you're going to find out that we came from one set of parents that was spared in the flood, okay? There was only one parent that was, what was it, Abraham, right? Abraham and his family was spared. No, Noah, I'm sorry, get right. Noah and his family was spared, and God destroyed everything breathing beside what was spared. So guess what? We came from that body of family. And Miss Elliott, Dr. Elliott, was so right when she said, and what they hate the fact, and let's just put it where it is, royalty is really in black culture, in our black culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she said that the first woman was Afro, black, look at in the African nation, The Garden of Eden is over in Africa somewhere, y'all. Okay. Believe it or not, it is over there.
It ain't here.
You know,
I knew you'd jump in there, but, yes, sir.
And then too, you look at our God who was the creator, who created his own son. Look at the continents on his son. He came here with nappy hair. Let's say we call it woolly, okay? But
nappy. Okay. She said nappy. Hair, hair like was, sheep's wool. It was wavy it was curly and soft.
Girl, look, have you seen some sheep lately? Let's deal with it, okay? You're trying to be nice. But it is what it is. You
it's put no Jesus. Cold. I'm not finna talk
I'm not
about
trying
Jesus.
To down Jesus, but the world, the word said his hair was as wool. Now
right,
I'm looking
right,
at
right,
the
right.
sheep, and you couldn't put no comb through it. Okay.
Well,
and then it said he wasn't nothing to look at. Come on,
oh,
now. He was very comely, and they
cute.
Said his skin
that's,
was bronze. I'm going on according to the word. I'm not trying
right,
to make
right,
no man
right, right.
Jesus no blonde, blue eyed with straight hair. It, come on here it, with a perm. Exactly. No, it says what.
Right, so that no man would desire him.
That's
he,
exactly
because he wasn't
right.
Get married
on,
to
oh Lord,
you're trying
yeah.
to fix him. His hair wasn't wavy because you know the wavy. You know how they wear it.
Yeah,
days,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we like the wavy. Here, girl, he got good hair.
Good hair. Real good.
Oh, that's gonna be my baby daddy because he got good hair.
Y'all,
he got
know, to
come
y'all
know they do
we
it.
Out of
y'all
control.
Know they do it.
Out of control. But
that
I just,
but
I just
a new
believe,
kid.
Wait a minute, I believe that. And a lot of times people, they come against oh. each other of the unknown. And then, too, poison has been fed to other cultures about us
right,
and about
right.
other cultures.
That's right.
Lies have been spewed out of people's mouths. I feel sometimes we are one of the most compassionate people, okay?
And the most vilified.
Most what?
Vilified.
Okay, what's that?
Hated.
One of the most vilified.
Okay. All right. But I still say that we are being sold a short bill of goods on our nature because they have painted a picture that is so ugly and horrific on us that we're no good. We're not this. We're not that. Mm. But we are some of the most innovative people, wise people, inventive people. Go over to Africa now. I look at these little boys that are inventing things just out of resources of nothing, and they are using their creative mind. And so, but my thing is, if we were nothing comparing to what some of our white predecessors says and anybody else, then why are you stealing our inventions?
Mm. All right.
That's right.
Why are you cooking our food people? And saying it was yours?
That's right. Our music. Right.
Why are you having my mammy breastfeed your baby.
Signs.
Stop.
Why do you have me cleaning your house because we good?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it is what it is. And I'm not trying to spew hate. I'm trying to make people see reality. Every culture has a gift. Every culture has a purpose. I really believe in culture and studying culture. I really believe that every culture has an expertise. Okay? And I look at the Japanese, how they correlate their food and they make it such an art. That's not something that's learned. They put a child up there and the child does the same thing. Okay. Because it's bred in them. So I think if we just respect each other and come together and put down these facades and these walls, man, we could build such a powerful nation.
A powerful world. Thank you so much for that. And you're right. Dr. Demery, if everybody, because just like she says, I don't know if it was in that clip or not. She says, there's only one race.
That part.
That's
Amen.
The human race.
Amen.
Now, I want this to resonate with our audience. There's only one race.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, we happen to be of different colors, different backgrounds or whatever it is, right? But like Dr. Sims just said, if we all came together, and we use what each culture brought to the table, because I think that's God's intention is to work together. There will be no homelessness. There will be no hunger. There will be no there will be no families or anything like that in the world. We wouldn't have to worry about this. There wouldn't be no climate disaster, because I truly believe that global warming, for the most part, has been caused by us. And if you look at the science, if you look at the science of it, okay, and how these toxic emissions go into the atmosphere and get into our clouds and things like that, okay, it has to come down some way. And how does it come down? Then it would affect somebody like Dr. Sims, who says, okay, this air out here is awful. Mm-hmm. Okay. We would say now the ice caps in Alaska, they're melting. The glaciers up there in Antarctica and anything like that. Because, folks, you have to have your ecosystems in place. Polar bears cannot live in a 60, 70, 80 degrees temperature. They're not made for that. But if we came together, we could cure hunger in this world. Okay? We could also do something about this. Now, I'm telling you right now, things have gotten way out of control. We talked about fires earlier, didn't we? We talked about flooding earlier. Look at what just happened in Kentucky? Was that Kentucky where these people and the water, they don't have water either? Is that Kentucky?
I thought it was Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that's a red state, isn't it, too? Let's point it out. Let's point it out what it is. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the problem. And the word I want you guys to think right now, not necessarily the panel, because you guys already know this. There's a word called projection. So I'm doing all these evil, cruel, idiotic, and sinister things, and I'm blaming it on you. Now, I can use the word projection, but I also call it a sign of narcissism. Narcissism. And in my opinion, a narcissistic person would do evil and just corrupt things, and then they blame it on you and think that what they're doing is okay. Dr. Demery, there's one race, the human race. Now, God created all of us. Okay? If God created all of us, then why is there such a division between Asians? There, and the white people, the Europeans, whatever it is, and take any culture in the world. Why is there such a division when God created us all? And I would like to think, I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to toss it over to you, Dr. Demery. If you look at what's really amazing, I thought about this years ago. I said, everything on this planet has been put here for us to survive. You got water, you got air, you got trees, you got minerals, you got things like that. Your car, where did your car come from? How did you, cars, okay? Oh, you got houses. Okay, that's from the lumber, okay? All right, you got all of these different things. Electricity, Danny, you got all of these things. And it has to be an environment that's capable of giving you these resources that you need to create and invent whatever you need to create. Because we couldn't do these things on the moon. I've seen pictures of the moon. If they're true, I don't see a crop growing there yet. I haven't seen one tree. But right here, we are blessed enough to be right here on this planet that we call Earth, and everything that we need to survive is here. And yet you got the people that's hoarding and stealing and keeping it away from that which God has given all of us. Dr. Demery, I'd like to have your take, and please address that.
I'll be brief because I want to hear what the rest of the panel has to say. I'm not going to filibuster, but there's a couple of different theories. There's one thing that's studied in seminary, every early seminary student said it's called the gap theory. And it springboard out of two particular theories in scripture. One, the fall, when Adam and Eve sinned, that caused the fall, that caused sin throughout the whole world. And then there's the other one that you look at in terms of Babel, how we have to...
Tower of Babel.
Everybody speaks different nations. Anglican cultures and all of that. So those are two main theories that are developed into this whole process of why there's such division, why there's such hatred in the world, you know, man against man and all that kind of stuff. And then you get into the whole process between, you know, the Jews hating the Arabs and going back to Abraham and all of this other stuff. But that's just the beginning of it. And I think before we can go any other place, we've got to go back and look at those two processes and others. When we look at the whole thing of the Nephilim, those of you who read Genesis know about the Nephilim, those that were, you know, described in the scripture, which talks about Gog and Magog. We got to go back and look at those processes and see how they develop out into what brings us into where we are today. And it's the whole process. Because there was a time, and I'll leave you with this. There was a time in the world, whether you believe this or not, that race was never an issue. Race was not an issue. Because here's one quick example. When Moses got chastised for marrying his wife, it wasn't because she was a black woman. It was because she wasn't of the same tribe. It was of a different tribe. It had nothing to do with race. The Nubians were there and other races. So we have to really look at the fact that there was a time in history where race did not make an issue. We've made it an issue. Unfortunately, we've allowed Satan to lie to us, and we believe in that lie, and we get tripped up by that lie. So I'll hear what the rest of the panel has to say.
Yeah. Well, let me go to Danny. Danny, I remember when Dr. Robert P. Jones came on, and he talked about telling the truth and how these things, it didn't just happen by happenstance. It wasn't an accident or anything like that. It was designed to separate. You know, you go about this. Dr. Dimmer said something earlier, and he said some of Babel, and I go back to the Tower of Babylon, which I haven't heard in a long, long time. And somebody's going to really have to refresh my memory, but it's my understanding that the people were trying to build a structure, a tower to God, and then God came in and made it so that they couldn't communicate, and that's how they came up with all these languages. I might have it twisted. I might have something.
He confounded the language, William. He confounded. God confounded the language.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
All right, go on, please.
Now, he confounded the language at the Tower of Babel, not that, whatever you said, that Babel.
Is it Babel?
It's Babel.
Okay.
Let me share something with you.
Please.
Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab, which was the king of Israel for many years, he was married to Jezebel.
Ooh.
She married Jehoram. Now, David is ancestor to these people. Now, after she married Jehoram, he was an evil ruler. So when you get all of these distorted mindsets and these evil people in positions of authority, they cause all kind of disarray.
Mm.
And the people go in so many different directions. But just like Mr. Jones said, America don't want to tell the truth.
That's it.
They want to stay where they at. They are more embarrassed that their children will learn the truth of the things that were done by many of their ancestors, and they are embarrassed by that.
Wow.
But in my family tree, there are a lot of white Tisdales that are actually in our line. You know, so this misconception that's been placed in more in Western civilization than anywhere else. Because you can go to China, most Chinese know who we are better than we do.
Yeah.
And these things in Western civilization for which I live, the things that I've learned in all these years, have come from diligent reading and studying to find truth. And there is a great deal of deception. And there's a lot of us that, like Dr. Sims and Ms. Taylor has told us, people choose to be ignorant. Because they, you know, when you think of the Black Stone Rangers and the Black Panthers, these groups started out to do good for communities that was hurting. The Attorney General of the United States targeted those groups.
Sure did. Mm-hmm.
You know, these things, you can't forget this stuff, man.
You can't.
Wow.
Matter of fact, Danny, let me just tell you something real quick. And you probably already know about this. And the Black Panthers were painted as such a, they were painted as a notorious group.
Right.
Like outlaws and things of that nature, when they were just the opposite. They were there to protect the Black community. They would feed the Black community. They got involved with housing. They got involved with health. You know, your physical health and things of that nature. They fed people. I'm going to tell you a quick story. And it's one that I read in a book, and it's out of print right now. And if you guys can find it, I believe it's in this one. It was either in, oh my God, Angela, Davis, Freedom on My Mind, or there was another one, oh my God, Glass House Tapes by Lewis Tackwood. Glass House Tapes. If you can find that read, please do it. This book was written back in 1971, 2, or 3, okay? And it even talked about cable TV before there was cable TV. And it talked about cable TV coming on and how you be careful, because while you're watching your TV may be watching you.
Oh, you know they're watching.
Come on, I'm serious about this. What? Because you look at social media right now, where you got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch, and all these other social media platforms. They monitor everything except for the right thing. Mm. I noticed that when I get on, I'm playing music sometimes, which I have every right to play it. They will block that, but they will let all the other racist content to go through. Why is that? Dr. Sims, you and I, we've talked about this often. Mm-hmm. And I love Dr. Sims because she's a fighter. She would tell Facebook, hey, look, y'all got this jacked up in so many words. And she would write them back and tell them, says, no. Okay. And but the thing about it is, I'm wondering why. And I'll tell you something. I had I had posted something about I think the current administration, and I thought they were doing a good job and stuff like that. And so one of my ex friends, now you guys keep in mind what I said, put a line on this, ex friends on Facebook, said, well, then you must be one of these liberal blah, 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 blah. And I told him, I said, well, then you must be one of these that is, orange orangutan, bootlicking so and so and so. And do you know?
I knew that was gonna get ugly.
It got uglier than that. Okay. It got uglier than that. Do you know Facebook sent me a warning?
Yeah, they probably reported you. You can't report folks, and Facebook will come get you.
And I told him, and I told this guy, I said, look, I hope you don't have any kids. I hope you don't have children, because they're going to be exactly ignorant as you are, blah, 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 blah. And Facebook said, you can't do that.
Yeah, if this was, you know, you on their page and everybody can read it, you can't really say it was the person you were talking to, because anybody who saw that could have reported you.
Well,
so I mean, I just, you know, before you start working on him or her, it could have been anybody.
Well, you know,
William, can I say this right?
Please jump in.
You have got to realize, you never engage a fool in this problem.
All right.
Unless you become a fool yourself.
Yeah, well, I understand it, Danny. Danny, I hear you loud and clear, and you 1,000% correct. But I had just tell this fool. I had just tell him. I just told him. I said, I hope you have children because we don't need any more of this people like you out here. Okay.
Well, you know, William, they're starting to scrutinize even teachings because there was one of them.
Of course.
You know how this girl rolls. But now they act like I can't talk about the devil. They can't act like I can't talk about this, and they're scrutinizing. And it is what it is, and I have to come off and say it is biblical principles. Now, you cannot change the writing. I did declare, you know, I challenge them sometime, but there's a way that you challenge them. There is I guess, professional way, but nice, nasty kind of professional way.
Right.
But
well, I didn't cuss. I didn't
say you cursed, but you were calling out stuff.
I sure did. And I ain't, look, I don't care either. Okay.
That's what got you in trouble. Okay. But my challenge to them is this is freedom of speech. And then too, I am declaring not anything that has not been heard, but it's been taught down through the years and I have not deterred from what the word of God says. And my question to them is now, in the administrative staff on Facebook, are you rewriting the word of God? Please dialogue with me and who gave you the authority.
They ain't gonna do that.
That was my challenge, so they left me alone. I think they have their picks and chooses because now people don't want you to challenge them. Now people don't want you to speak up, especially if they know that they're in the wrong. And they have their picks and chooses to see how far that they can go. And William, it falls back on a control issue. That's all this is control, dictatorship. Who can say what? Other people can get away with it, but you can't. Other people, like we're talking about the music. I hear them doing rap music, the current stuff. I know there's copyright. And I'm playing Nero, My God, to thee. And they shut me down, okay? And there's no copyright issues over our old hymn song. So that's a fight of mine. And we have a right to challenge. So don't get ugly. We can't get ugly, though.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I...
Unless you look just like them.
They bait you in on this.
Well, I got baited that day. I sure did. I got baited because I was ready for a fight. I was ready. Wow. But anyway... And we've talked about this before, Dr. Demery. They don't want to know the truth. Can't handle the truth. And you have to ask yourself, always, why? Because I would think like this. Okay. Your ancestors did X, Y, and Z. If you don't agree with what they did, X, Y, and Z, so why is it wrong for us to teach this? See, this is the thing about denying people an education, and I have a real, real problem with this. If you're going to teach history, teach all of history. Now, this ain't critical race theory. Let's talk about what it is. Okay. All right. It's not taught in schools, and why is it such a big deal? Why is it such a big deal? I don't understand, and we'll get to you in a minute, Anne, because I want you to address this too. Why is critical race theory a big deal? And I don't like the term. Why don't we talk about American history? Why don't we talk about real American history? Let's put it out here on the table. This is what happened. Okay. And then if you really about right, Dr. Demery, you want to evolve, right? You want to improve on the things that you did wrong in the past. And because my daddy did. I'm not the same person as my daddy was. I'm not the same person, right? I'm not that. Or whatever it was. Whatever he did wrong, you know, I have nothing to do with that. So let's move on. So I can't put that stink on me. I can't put that glue on me. I can't do anything like that. So the fear is that and I think this is my theory, I need to show superiority in all things, right? Past, present, and future. So if you don't know that my dad was a crook or my dad was a criminal or my ancestors were this or that and the other, then I can hold my superiority over you because that lets you know or lets you think that, hey, my race is superior. Dr. Demery, is there any merit into what I just said?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's like most preachers will tell you, I think those that have any integrity and any honor within homiletics is that, you know, I tell my people this, and they will tell you this. I don't have to tell you this, but they will tell you this, that if you're under my preaching and you're the same person you were a year ago, I'm doing something wrong.
Amen.
I'm not doing if I'm not challenging you, if I'm not pissing you off every now and then, if I'm not trying to take you from this place in Revelation to another place in Revelation to teach you about what it means to be consecrated, to teach you what it means to be anointed, to teach you what it means to be a disciple of Christ, then I'm doing something wrong. And in doing that, a change is going to come. Either you're going to come or not go to another church, or you're going to learn something, and you're going to be challenged to move forward to being a better Christian disciple. Because discipleship is what it's all about, saints. I mean, you can say whatever you want. It's about discipleship. Mm-hmm. And if we can't come to an understanding or a clear definition of what our own personal discipleship is, then we're doing something wrong. And so the point being is, I think, William, what you're trying to say and what I think I heard you say, maybe some of the other panel can comment, Ann or whoever, that you know, change is in our nature, change is in our DNA, development and moving forward towards being a better individual is what it's all about. Eric Von Däniken and all the rest of those yahoos would say, well, aliens, DNA in our blood, in our system. Mm. But, you know, they try to say, well, aliens built the pyramids and the Egyptian kind of knowledge, they got it from the aliens. Baloney.
Right.
They just admit that those Africans had that level of intellect and that level of expertise to do what they did.
Exactly.
We cannot reproduce the Great Pyramid of Giza today. We cannot do it. There's no way we can do it. They did it 5,000 years ago. So what does that say about us today?
That's right. And we don't know it enough, but I don't think they had lasers back then. I don't think they had anything to cut those stones perfectly. And if my understand, Dr. Demery, some of those stones weighed about 7 tons.
Mm-hmm. Or you can't even stick a dollar bill in between them. That's how tight and packed and how accurately cut they were. I mean, I think Danny and his crew couldn't even drill anything like that.
With the line struck
and the a lot of people don't realize, the temperatures inside of those pyramids was around 76 degrees.
Wow. Nice and cool. Nice and cool.
76 degrees. How did all of that happen way back then before any of us were even, before our great, 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 great parents were, or grandparents were even thought of? How did it happen, Ann?
Well, what about, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. If you want to finish your thought, go ahead.
Go ahead,
now, what about Ezekiel? Go back to the book of Ezekiel when the Lord gave him to build and he said, precise, the cubits. It was so precise. They didn't have architects back then. The architect was Jesus, was God. Okay?
Amen.
Who
Amen.
Gave him the wherewithal and told him to build it exactly like this. They didn't have the machinery. They didn't have the tools that we have today. God gave him the wherewithal to build. And when God gives you something precise, it's not coming down. So that's why the pyramids are still standing now.
Amen. And they're going to be there. They aren't going anywhere. Let's see.
And that's in chapter 4, folks, in case you don't believe in Ezekiel. Okay, now.
Absolutely. Danny, your take.
Man, I tell you, the things that was done in those days is beyond our comprehension, because the people of those days were being used from the wisdom giver. in ways that people are not doing it. Most people are smart today. They just ain't very intelligent. You know, they don't know what to do with what they know, you know, and that's bad for today's society, but we are exactly what Revelation tells us we are. We are in perilous times right now as I'm speaking. All of the events that are going on across the globe, not just here in America, you look at these things and you go back and read Revelation. Now, they may have said it in some very different language and the symbols that are used to describe it, but you look at it, it's happening right now. Rumors of wars, mothers against daughters, brothers against brothers, you know what I mean? All of that's happening right now.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. You know, I had asked Dr. Demery this question before, too, and that is, a lot of preachers stay away from Revelations. Why is that, Dr. Demery?
I don't understand. They're scared of it.
Ignorant. They don't know.
Right. All that.
Okay, I guess we got. I guess I got my answer there in a few seconds. Fear, folks. Just like, okay, let's, and then we're going to tie this, we're going to make all of this tie back into the subject. Folks, get out and vote. Get out and vote. Because what really bothers me here, especially with some of these so-called Congress people, so-called senators, and I'm calling them so-called because they really aren't doing the job. If you aren't doing a job, then I'm going to call you a so-called. I don't care if you're a so-called pastor. I don't care who you're, so-called evangelist. Or we got a whole lot of so-called evangelists out here. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. We'll get on to that lately. In other words, phony people selling fake dollar bills. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, if 45 hadn't been in the White House, then you wouldn't have nefarious characters like General Flynn and who is that? Steve Bannon, who had been indicted. I started dancing when I found out he was indicted. But you look at all of
you had a praise party.
I sure did. Thank woo woo. Thank you, Jesus. And no question about it. You think about this. If he weren't voted in, then we would have some of these nefarious characters. Now, that doesn't say you're going to eliminate all nefarious characters that's there right now, because there's a lot of cleaning that needs to go in that place up there in D.C. It is absolutely, it's weird.
Just interrupt you right there.
Please.
No, we would still have the characters. All you see in 45, he's just a symptom that's enabled us to be able to recognize who they are. And this is why I say, to this point, him getting in there was ordained by God for the reason.
Come on.
Cover stuff. These people, 35% of the population today is doing what they're doing because 45 represents what they feel and what they believe.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't disagree with that at all. I'm just saying they wouldn't have any power to do the disruption on this level that they had. So, no, I agree with you.
They have power to do disruption undercover too, William.
Yeah, you're right. The exposure, and I have also repeated what you said, and which I hated admitting this. One thing that he did do was allow us to really... It opened up a lot of people's eyes to see what was really going on.
Well, cover up. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I tell you what, if you look at it like this, and it sounds strange, in a way, I hate to say it. It might be a good thing because we need to be awakened.
We need to be alert and not alarmed.
Yeah. I have to agree, because look at all the exposure that's coming out. You got all this corruption here and in the United States. Look at the police brutality. That's been exposed. A lot of that has been exposed. A lot of stories I'm hearing over the last 2 or 3 years or so, I hadn't heard these stories before. The horrific crimes that have been taken place, and things of that nature. Dr. Demery is leaving on, so I know he's got something to say.
Said it about a year ago, if I'm not mistaken. She said the people were crying for a king. They wanted somebody who they could get behind. God gave them who they wanted.
Exactly. And we've been in trouble ever since.
You know? Amen.
And I mean, and she said that almost a year ago. You know, nearly prophetic words. You know, from the movie Jesus Christ Superstar. We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him, crucify him. And that's the same thing that's happening now.
Right now.
Exactly right. It is exactly right. You know, and I tell you something else. I was talking to Ann. I was telling her yesterday, I believe. And I was saying we're going to talk about what's happening over the UK. We haven't covered that much. And we're talking about Queen Elizabeth and how much she was loved around the world, or all around the world, many, 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 many people. And now her son is now the king. Now, there's a few things that need to be cleaned up about him as well. But Anne, can you kind of elaborate on what you said? And that was in something you read or something you heard or saw, that there was a journalist or a host or whoever said something that wasn't quite so favorable.
Oh, there was she's actually a professor of Nigerian descent, and she was happy that Queen Elizabeth died, and she tweeted about the fact that she was happy about it, and she didn't have any really nice things to say. And her tweet went viral because, of course, everybody's been saying all these wonderful things. And her university piped up, which was another thing that was an issue, because normally, you know, when it's these types of things going on, universities let their professors, you know, freely express themselves. But because it was Queen Elizabeth, the university piped up, and that was another thing that set everybody on fire. And so she, you know, she commented about the fact that she was not going to back down. You know, she said that she believed that Great Britain played a role in the genocide that happened in Nigeria, and that people were still suffering, from what took place there. And so she was not going to be happy. She wasn't going to stop being happy that the oppressors, you know, died. Why would she change her mind? I think what people need to realize and take away from is this. You have on the continent of Africa, on the continent of North America, on the continent of South America, on the continent of Asia, because, you know, if people really want to know why China is so anti-West, sweetheart, read your history. They built the whole Industrial Revolution was funded in Europe on the backs of the Chinese, because they were selling them opium and had a million Chinese people, and that was a lot back then, hooked on drugs, and they were using the money to finance the Industrial Revolution that was taking place in Europe. And then they did that same thing on the continent of Africa, North America, and South America. They basically slaughtered the Native Americans who were living in North and South America, stole their land, and then they kidnapped and brutalized and enslaved the people on the continent of Africa, transported them to those other countries, North and South America, and enslaved them for generations. Even some of the Native Americans themselves were enslaved, but most of them were killed, because you got to think about it. If you've got a kingdom, these are the rightful rulers, and you want to take over that place, you got to kill off all the heirs too, not just the sitting king. So they had no choice but to kill off the Native Americans. So that is the world that we have inherited. So you have a lot of people on multiple continents who have been oppressed. And I only mentioned three continents. The continent of Australia, too, because the indigenous people there were black, the Aborigines.
That's right.
And so they're in the same boat as all of the rest of us. So there is a lot of animosity, a lot of well-deserved animosity, of people from every other race on the planet towards white people. Now, having said that, there's a lot of, if we go back a few hundred years, you can flip that script, because the Ottoman Empire, which was black folks in Africa, used to run Europe and enslave those people. And that's why you've got a lot of people in Southern Europe and Northern Africa that look a bit androgynous. It's like, okay, why your hair straight and long? Cause you got some white ancestors, you know, and why do people in Southern Europe got darker skin and bigger lips and bigger noses? Cause you got some black ancestors. So this, I am not by any stretch of the imagination trying to get anybody to think I am belittling the slave trade, the opium trade, and all those things that happened all those years ago. What I am trying to get us to understand is, let's just be real. Throughout human history, mankind has committed atrocities against mankind. Mm. When are we going to stop and see each other as brothers and sisters? Or at least, at the very least, as cousins, and stop hurting each other? Jesus said, how can you love me who and hate your brother whom you see every day? I can't say that I am a Christian and then turn around and say, oh, but I hate white people. And then turn around and say, oh, but I don't like Hispanic people. Oh, I don't like Chinese people. You cannot do that. The Bible says that he is going to save people from every nation, tribe, and tongue. Every means all of them, nation, tribe, and tongue. It's not just white people that God is coming to save. It's not just the black people in Northern Africa, in the area of the Israelites. Yeah, I know the folks love to say, but the 144,000. Yeah, but there's also a number that no man can number. So you read the whole thing, you know, not just the parts that suit you. And when you read the whole thing, and I've said this before and I will continue to say it so that people will truly understand who your enemy is, you will come to learn that your true enemy is the person who started all of this. The first white supremacist is Satan himself. And I'm not saying white supremacist, he's just a supremacist. He thinks he's supreme over God. He thinks he's supreme over all the angels. He thinks he's supreme over all mankind. He thinks he is God. Okay. And that sinful nature he passed on to his children, because Jesus said it's going to be a whole lot of folks that say they love him. He's going to say, I made you, but I don't know you. You of your father, the devil.
Right.
So what you need to recognize is that whenever you have these feelings of being better than somebody else, of being, I don't care if it's just you being arrogant over you being smarter than somebody else, you having more money than somebody else, you thinking the color of your skin makes you better than somebody else. All of that is rooted in sin, and that sin comes from where it all started. Satan himself. Mm-hmm. So you've got to look inward. You've got to recognize that, okay, if I am going to say I am a Christian, then I have got to uproot this sin, and by nailing it to the cross, giving it to Jesus and saying, help me, Lord, Holy Spirit, I don't want to have this. It's in my flesh anymore.
That, you're exactly right. And what I take out of that is that, Danny, you can jump right on here in a second here, is that you have to be careful, because God wants to give us, Jesus wants to give us the truth, and Satan will come in with a box of chocolates and a little cash, right? And see, something that looks pretty, you know? And then think about what I'm saying, because guess how people are bought in, enticed. So
that's what he's saying, a box of chocolates, Jesus. I need more than chocolates.
No, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you know what I'm getting at. In some other words, he wants to dangle a little something in front of you, right?
Right.
A little money, a little cash, box of chocolates, how about a little wine? Okay, right, whatever right, it right, is, right?
Right, right.
And so people will avoid that, Danny, rather than just hearing the truth. And the truth is all about love, because guess what? If all of us love one another, then everybody can have a box of chocolate.
Exactly. Okay.
What I was going to say, I'm piggybacking on what Ann said. Brexit and killing all those people did a repeat of what Athaliah did after Ahaziah died. She killed off the royal seed in order to become the ruler of his throne.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so deep.
Brexit. It's like Dr. Sims has said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
These people, it's a big cycle of foolishness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the evilness that resides within the heart of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Not only men, because Athaliah, she is the one that killed off the royal seed in order to become ruler over her husband's throne. No, but when you go back and looking over in Brexit, and how did the queen get 70 years when she really wasn't royal blood?
Uh-oh.
Now, see, you got to understand what you're looking at.
And she got some black in her family, too, that she don't want to admit.
Yeah, she don't want to expose.
Oh, boy, that is deep. That is deep.
Yes, she do.
You know, and I tell you, but... and that's why we need to look beyond the surface.
Don't believe the first thing you hear either.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
You dig a little bit deeper, start asking some. It's okay to ask questions.
Right.
Okay. And that's what's happening is nobody wants anyone to ask questions out today, especially if it's someone who has something, not so, good going on, right? Just like, Dr. Demery, one thing that I say, and if you ever go to his church, you'll find he has one of the most laid back churches you ever want to go to. Or you can go back there, I mean, and he will tell you, and he will tell his congregations, don't take my word for it. I'm going to give you the word, but I want you to study for yourself. Challenge me. Dr. Demery, you want your congregation, hey, if they have a question about something, say it. Don't be afraid just because you have pastor or doctor in front of your name that you can't, they can't come up and talk to you.
Well, I think any pastor that's afraid of his or her congregation challenging them, they've got a real problem. You know, they've got insecurity issues. They've got issues that they haven't dealt with. I mean, I like to get challenged. I like my folks to challenge me because that means I got to go do some more study.
There you go.
But you know, they know that I will challenge them to the nth degree. I'll push their faith all the way to the edge. I'll stretch that envelope as far as you can stretch it. Probably to the point where that rubber band will snap.
Well, you know, that, you know, guess what? I think our minds were built to be challenged. That's how your mind grows.
Yeah.
You know, a pastor, he preached a, one preacher I went to, I heard a sermon and he preached something and he was talking about, I was in California and he was talking about, if you ever notice, and we were talking about the 10 freeway corridor, Danny and Dr. Sims, and Reverend Dimmer, you know that. And he said, do you know why the trees grow so tall there? He said, because with the turbulence, when the cars go by, those, some of those trees bend a little bit. And they are able to withstand that, you know, with the winds and things of that nature and all of that's going right around there. Because if you've ever been stuck on the freeway, I have one time. Lord Jesus, you don't want to be there. Those cars are going a whole lot faster than you think, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. And it's loud, too.
It's loud. But it was talking about what the trees had to go through. And I kind of connected that with, wow, if we need to be challenged a little bit. Sometimes we need to get knocked down. But the whole idea is, are you going to get back up? Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, I'm a little bit stronger here now. You knocked me down. Is that all you got? Come on, let's go.
All right.
So this is what I took out of that, Danny. This is what I took out of that, Dr. Sims. And we got a few minutes left to go. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this. I want Ann to talk about her show that comes on every Saturday. that Eden as an active worship ministry's radio show. And I also want her to brag about that other show that we have, which I think is absolutely dynamic. That is Teens Talk Truth. And then we're going to go to Dr. Sims. And
thank you, William. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in every Saturday to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show, hosted by yours truly at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time right here on Studio W Buzz. You don't want to miss it. We have awesome guests, and we'd like to keep you updated on the health and fitness trends. And don't forget, we'll give you your motivation every week to help you stay on the straight and narrow when it comes to your health and fitness goals. And you don't want to miss tuning in to the Teens Talk Truth radio show, hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. They talk about hot topics affecting teens in our society today, and Alex, of course, gives you his take on whatever scientific version of events is happening called what had happened was. So you don't want to miss it. Tune in every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon right here on Studio W Buzz. You can download the app, Studio W, if you've got an Android device, studio.w if you've got Apple. And don't forget to live stream us at www.studiowbuzz.com. Subscribe and listen to the old archive shows that you missed.
That's right.
See you next week.
Hey, that's great. And I'm going to just take a couple of seconds here. And Danny and Dr. Dimmer, you already know, and Dr. Sims, you know as well. But these young men, how many years has it been with they've been with us now, Ann?
Oh, they started when AJ was 13. He's 16 now.
Okay.
Alex was 11. He's 14.
He's 14 right now. Wow. Okay. Now, how did Alex get on the show? Because he wasn't originally planned to be on the show, right?
But AJ can't do anything without Alex. So he and AJ and Randy were preparing for the show, and Alex was sitting right there listening to everything. And they needed something read. And all of a sudden, Alex just picked it up and started reading. It was like, you read really well. And it's like, well, Alex can be your news correspondent. So that's what happened.
He started that, and then he eased his way all over.
All the way in. He was a part of the show.
He's been there. And I got to say this, Danny and Dr. Sims and Dr. Dimery, I am extremely proud because we started a Teens Talk Truth radio show when we first started this station, right? Thank God. We're in our eighth year. Woo, 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 woo.
Wow,
and so we had a teenage show. And I really wanted that. Some people said, why don't you stick to, see, this is why you don't need to listen to somebody else to tell you how to,
right,
with your own dream, right? And they said, stick to one genre, jazz or smooth jazz. I said, no. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll talk to you later. And so I wanted a variety station with music, talk, sports, comedy, and entertainment. And I wanted to have something for our young adults because, folks, if we don't talk to them, somebody else will.
Exactly.
Okay. Think about what I'm just saying. And we want to know from a teenage perspective, what were their perspective on the world rather, right? And so we started that, and we had two young ladies, and they were in their senior year in high school. And so when they graduated, went to college and stuff like that. And so I was without a teenage show. And I talked to Ann one day. I said, Ann, I have got a teenage show I want to do. And I was wondering, I think I asked you, I said, do you think that AJ will be interested? I think that's how it started.
Yeah, you said your son, he's a teenager, right? How old is he? I said he's 13. Well, yeah, see if he'll be interested in, you know, in doing the show with Randy. And I was like, okay. So I told AJ that he had to audition for the show. He was excited. Alex said he was coming too. and the rest is history. They've been growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, the questions they ask, oh my gosh, they're so insightful. If you listen to their interview with Cure Violence Global not too long ago, it was awesome. I was like, wow. I was impressed. I'm like, and I hadn't interviewed the man yet. So I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to follow up on this because they asked some really good questions.
Right.
It was an awesome interview.
It was great. And Dr. Sims, I'm so proud because when they first started off, Ann was directing them and teaching them and guiding them and things like that. And then they kicked Ann to the side after a couple of weeks. Mom, we got this. And they have grown Danny and Dr. Demery into young professionals on this, yes, right?
Yes, yes, yes. They really have. And you know, I read articles a lot. And so if I see something that I think, oh, Alex is going to love this. So I'll kick them the articles that I found, you know, about teenagers that I saw that sometimes they look them up themselves or, you know, something that I see that I'm like, oh my gosh, how is Alex going to explain this? And he goes through and he reads all the articles and he's like, this is the one right here. We're going to do this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just thinking, what is he going to say next?
I tell you what, my next dream, if one of them come out and take this radio experience and make it a career or have something in there, well, it was something to be on their resume, right? Yeah. It was something to be on that. Yeah. So Dr. Sim, we got 1 minute. Hey, tell us about your show.
Okay. Well, I have a couple, you know, I'm still doing the teachings on Tuesday at 5:30 PM. So it makes it 8:30 Eastern Standard Time and make it 7:30. Eastern Standard Time, Walk in Victory Ministries. But Miss Cece's Kitchen is aired on via Studio W Buzz every Thursday at 4 p.m., which is 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stir up controversial issues. Right now, we're dealing with the way some of these women are dressing here. And we are breaking it down, okay? So you don't have to be slutty to get attention. That's the whole thing. And so we're telling them to put some clothes on. And become the ladies that they're supposed to be.
Amen.
Stop being directed by the wickedness of this world. Amen. So we're coming with it, and we're also going to be moving further into talking about relationships, what men don't like in a woman, what a woman doesn't like in a man. And so these are the things that we're talking about. And we do an element of surprise because it's Miss Cece's Kitchen. We're just jawjacking, as I say, in the kitchen, drinking some tea, stirring up the pots. And so it's not like the normal. It's just that we just, whatever the topics, you know, come in, we just go with it. And so I thank God for that ministry. Also, William, I wanted to thank you for co-hosting the graduation on the 20th. I didn't announce it the last time I was on because I felt ill, but I appreciate you. And we had a beautiful graduation. Everyone was in their cap and gowns and they moved their tassels to the side as they graduated like a normal graduation. And so we were messed with on that day too, William, by
that's all right.
Facebook, but I got it straight though. I bet you that. And so anyway, they put that music back in there and they did it like right now, right away.
Good.
And so I just want to thank you again for this platform, which is amazing because we're discussing a lot of things and we can't be fearful in discussing the things that we discuss.
And so we won't be.
I really appreciate that. And so I'm coming out of my asking questions. You know, I'm just going with it.
Do it. I told you, I said, I want Dr. Sims, the way Dr. Sims will come across, you know, in her natural realm, right? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our time, we're over just a little bit, but that's okay. I checked with the CEO. He said it was all right. So that's fine. Dr. Demery, is anything you want to say in closing?
Keep Dr. Harris in our prayers. She's going through a difficult time, so let's keep her in our prayers.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Dr. Danny Tisdale. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Sims. I got a chance to hear a message on last Tuesday. Very powerful message.
Praise the Lord.
It's one that should encourage every true believer to come out of the closet, come out of them shadows, and speak what God has given you, because people are hurting out here.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That's right. So, and if we brought anything, to you, to our audience that have given you,
thank you.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I cut across you.
No, I was just telling Dr. Tisdale, thank you. And there have been some other brothers coming aboard. So the men are coming out because everybody needs help.
Right, right. Yeah. So we've got more exciting programs, folks, to come up. We still haven't forgotten about mental health. We did a, 4-5-part series on mental health here not too long ago. We're coming back to that. We're going to talk about Well, any and everything that comes to mind, like Ann will accuse me, she said, whatever is bugging William right now, this, what, she wanted me to rename this, the show from the Boomerang before that. What is it? Whatever bugging William.
Okay, William, at that time, you hadn't even told me the name of the program. Just thought it would be nice for us to say what the show was called. Now, I didn't know you were calling it the Boomerang, but you were really upset about some stuff, so I was like, what's eating William today?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's got a good handle on it.
You know what? I might have to make that a subtopic. We'll talk about it in the boardroom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. But keep in mind, the Buzz stays on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like Ann said earlier, on Android, it's just simply download Studio W. Apple is studio.w. We're available on Alexa. Just tell Alexa to play Studio W or leave a comment at studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. Hey, I'll see you in about 50 minutes or so. And Dr. Sims, I'll see you Thursday. Danny, and I'll see you Saturday. Danny, I'll see you Sunday. And next Sunday, Dr. Dimmer, we'll talk before that. Anyway, enjoy your Sunday. studiowbuzz.com, your global radio network. Circling the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe.